Welcome back to the back alley where stuff gets down. And I told you guys that there would be some guests the next time we talk. Hannah will not be here, so which is unfortunate, but it's another solo episode of me. We got three guests. Why don't you guys say your names?
I'm Ava.
I'm Ella.
I'm Charlotte.
And Charlotte's Ava's roommate, and Ella's their friends. Friend, friend, friend.
Oh. She's our
Yeah.
friend. Yes, I am indeed their friend. They're making it sound very ominous.
Yes. So we are at Butler, and we're in Ava's room and
And
Charlotte's
Charlotte.
room.
Yeah, Butler.
It's currently
It's currently
1:07 a.m.
What
So
time we wake up? We're
we
getting
are
up at
waking up at
7, bright and early, and my
seven.
McDonald's will be here in 10
Yes.
minutes.
Shout out to the DoorDash driver that's coming
Which
at
is not Andrew.
that's not me. Yeah. So I guess I'm gonna hand it off to you guys. Ava, kinda say how you and Charlotte met
Oh,
and
how we
how you
met.
met Ella and
Okay.
just kind of bring that story.
So basically, me and Charlotte met on Tinder. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
On Instagram, which is basically Tinder, I guess. So like I like posted about myself and made a bio and some
And
pictures.
I saw it. I actually have a really cute story about this. I had like talked to a lot of girls, like you just kind of talked to a lot of people, and I hadn't really like found anyone that I really liked, but I saw Ava's post and she talked about the Hunger Games in it, and like her post was just so real, like I could tell who she was from it. And I literally that night before I'd even talked to her, I texted a picture of her post to my best friend and I said, "Mark my words, this girl's gonna be my roommate." And here we are, and she's my roommate and I love her, so it worked out.
Oh, and then Ella.
And then Ella.
Ella's in my FYS.
Yes. So we're in a class that's our first year seminar together. So we'll have it all year, and we met the first day that we were here for orientation, because those groups that were our FYS groups are also our orientation
Yeah.
groups. So we were all just kind of sitting together,
Yes.
and I feel like we didn't really like click together. I mean, it was all like a
No,
big
yeah.
group type of thing, but then we went out to lunch together one day. Like
Yes.
our SOGs invited us to
And we
lunch.
talked about books and Taylor
Yes, and the
Swift
Hunger
and the
Games,
Hunger
of
Games. Why is the
course.
Hunger Games
Man, it's
bro?
actually bringing us all together.
We should watch that
We
tomorrow
should.
night.
We
We
need
should.
to.
That's what we're watching.
That's what we'll
That's a
watch
Halloween movie,
tomorrow
both
night. Oh my
too.
God. It is Halloween-y.
I mean,
It's
it's like
like
scary.
death.
Right.
You know?
And now we're all best friends and we talk about Hamilton together.
Oh my God.
Yes. And
The
we
Hamilton.
party together. Not
Cool.
party, we just party in our rooms. We
We have a good
have a
time.
good time together and we eat together. Oh, we brought
Play
Andrew to
card
Resco
games.
today. Andrew, would you tell us about your experience at Resco?
As maybe two of you know, I'm allergic to a lot of stuff, and I thought the chicken was, I was gonna be allergic to it actually.
The whole time he was
So the
saying
whole
that to
time
you,
that's
so
why I was
silently. Oh,
quiet.
that's why
It
you were
was,
quiet. I
yes,
thought
I
you
was
didn't
like
like
making
her.
sure I wasn't gonna be like,
Death.
yeah, deaf. Why would I
Why do
be
we keep
deaf?
bringing
It
up
is
death?
hot.
It's
It's
very
a very
dark.
common
Okay,
topic.
anyways. So Charlotte's from Cincinnati.
I am from
And
Cincinnati,
Ella,
but
where are
not
you
really. She's
from?
actually
I'm from
from Rutland. That's
Huntington,
true.
Indiana. It's
Okay.
like an hour and a half north of here and just south of Fort Wayne, if you know where that is.
Oh yeah. Tell us all your majors. Charlotte, you go first.
I am a chemistry major with a medicinal Spanish minor.
Wow,
Yeah. No, 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 no. It's
that's a smart major, I guess
she's
we'll
very
put it.
smart. Oh.
Right. All three of them are bright.
Shucks.
I'm not just saying Charlotte
Shucks.
is.
You know. What's
Ella.
your major? I know. Oh, yes. So, I'm majoring in journalism
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
planning on minoring in history and I'm on the pre-law track.
Wait, so you're gonna be a lawyer?
Not
What do you
necessarily. I
mean
want to
by a
go
lawyer?
into legal journalism.
Okay. Oh, wow, that is good.
My major is finance, and I'm thinking of double majoring in accounting or marketing.
And what do you want to do
Okay.
with that?
Yeah, what
Oh,
does everyone want to
right.
do? I guess
Okay.
Ella kind of
Yes,
said.
no. And I think I want to go into investment banking in Wall Street. I mean, as of right now, that's my hope for like a few years and then move back somewhere and become a financial advisor or a financial analyst, which both you need
banking experience. So, yeah.
It'll take time. It'll take time. I feel like all these majors might take some time. I feel like all these majors might take some time. However.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you want to move to New York at some point for Wall Street? Yeah. That would be amazing because my dream is to work for the New York Times.
Stop. We could literally...
I want to go to med school in New York.
Okay, so we're all getting an apartment together. And our other friend, Abby, she also wants to work on Wall Street. So basically... So basically, Andrew will come move to New York with us. We'll all have New York. We could have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people splitting an apartment. That's not bad.
We gotta get that cost down somehow.
It'd be probably the same amount of an apartment like somewhere else.
Real question is, would any of us get anything done?
What do you say?
Would any of us get anything done?
Yes.
We're honestly, me and Charlotte get a lot done sometimes. I mean, we love to talk. Mm-hmm. But we get done.
We always end up... Oh, you're fine.
We always end up getting it done.
Yeah.
And, but we also have a good time. I don't feel like I'm only working. For 5 minutes, then we
dance the veggie song.
Danced the veggie song.
All you fans out there, if you know the veggie song. Or Sophia the First or
Blue Ribbon Bunny. If you've never listened to Blue Ribbon Bunny from the Sophia First soundtrack, it is actually a good song.
It is a good song.
Putting you on it. Do it. Go listen. Correct. I want to sing into the microphone, but I have a feeling hear that. Blue Ribbon Bunny, yeah. Okay, I'm done.
We're back to... all right, we could do that.
Nope.
So Henry, after every podcast, once we're done, he always chooses a random song. So maybe you guys could just sing a random song. Yeah, I guess you can. But that's for after. So back to... What were we talking about?
We were talking about New York.
Oh, yes, New York. And then you kind of described what you wanted to do. I guess, Ella, if you want to describe,
Just talk a little more about legal journalism.
Just yap. Yes.
Okay.
I originally just wanted to go into some form of journalism. I didn't really know, what all that would entail yet or, what I was interested in. I thought maybe, travel journalism or something. Maybe that's something I could, dip my toes into at some point because I still love to travel, obviously.
Yeah.
But some people mentioned, my mom, she was like, I think you would do really well in law school or, as a lawyer. And I'm like, that's, I feel like I would as well. That would be something really fun to try. So I just kind of did some research to see if there was any way those two fields could combine. And then I figured out that legal journalism was actually a profession. And so it just kind of delves into obviously the more legal side of things and that. And
I've never even heard of that.
I mean, I know I hadn't either.
I feel like I get why you would. Yeah.
Right. Because I mean, there's obviously rules and stuff that people have to abide by. And
right.
So, yeah, I think that would be really
what are those
cool.
two people, what are their names, for the Watergate scandal?
Nixon?
No, the two people that published it.
Alexa,
who are the two, journalists on the Watergate scandal? Ask her again. Alexa.
We're getting off topic.
On the Watergate scandal.
Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein.
Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Jose is waiting.
Way to bring history into it, Ava.
Oh my goodness. APUSH was one of my favorite classes in high school.
We didn't have that.
You didn't.
Okay, we only had
I
did.
We'll get to that after.
My junior year.
Oh, I took it my sophomore year. I wanted to talk about the DBQ.
Oh, the DBQ.
My DBQ was fire. I would
A DBQ for our dumb?
It is a document-based question where they give you two really long essays to read, and you have to write about 2 pages about the question they ask. And in case you guys wanted to know, the French and the Dutch actually married more Native American people than the English did, and that's what I wrote about. And I don't know how I remembered that, but it was just a random fact that I remembered when I woke up from sleeping in his class. So God bless, Mr. Herbert.
Well, I guess while you're listening,
Mr. Herbert, if you're listening, loved you. You're great.
We did
Shout out to Mr. Saddington.
as well. Saddington is such an unfortunate name. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Charlotte, since you have the mic, tell us what your end goal is, I guess.
My end goal is to be a doctor. I want to go to med school. I do not know what type of doctor I want to be. Maybe I, right now, obviously not having done anything, bones. I like cracking my own bones. I don't like cracking other people's bones. I get bored very easily. So I want to do something like an ER doctor or an OBGYN where there's a lot of different like aspects to it because you're working with patients, but you're doing different things. It's not just surgery. It's not just
the same like, stuff. It's not over just and the same stuff over.
Over and over. It's like
makes sense.
Yes, and
I like that.
But I also wanted to do something with like cancer and kids, but pediatric oncology sounds like suicide in a recipe. So.
Well, that was a good.
Thank you.
Interesting analogy.
Thank you.
Actually, some of the viewers heard if they listen to us.
Meow, meow.
Well, I feel like all of ours, I want to be a pilot, I think. I feel like all of ours are, like, there's always, like, a different thing happening. Mm-hmm. Like, in yours, Ava, yours is, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, everything changes in finance or investment banking, I think.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Journalism, unless you're probably writing or doing something literally different every day. And Charlotte, whatever
doctor,
insane doctor stuff you're doing, that's probably different every day, like you said. And I hope that mine's a little different. I mean, it's probably the same stuff, but you probably get a different view. I hope I can fly overseas one day.
That'd be fun.
Like visit like France and Italy and.
Well, if you're a pilot,
yeah.
I hope. That would be fun. So, that moves me on to my next question. Actually, it doesn't. I just thought of it after. I guess Ava can kind of tell us her. I mean, we went to the same high school, so it doesn't really. But tell us your, like, favorite part about high school. And then, like, what you do miss and what you don't miss.
Okay.
Or just tell us what you miss about high school and what you don't miss about high school. Yeah, let's just
Okay.
Move it to that. You're getting that mic.
Oh, here you go. I liked high school. I actually had a good high school experience. But I miss, like, the activities. Like, I feel like I don't have really any – I'm not doing any music things right now. Like, I'm just in finance things. So I miss, like, show choir and musicals and stuff. But I don't miss – going to school from 6:30 to 3 and then staying at school till 9 o'clock and then doing my homework from 9 to 10 and, you know, like, that kind of, like, I love the freedom here, but I just miss, like, the activities. I also miss, like, I think we're friends right now, but I feel like I, like, established my group of friends, and it's, like, hard to go somewhere where you know nobody and, like, establish, like, you have to start from the very beginning, I feel like. But, yeah. There you go.
Okay, for me, I did not enjoy high school as much. I just felt like it wasn't really, I don't know. I just felt always kind of like college would be a better environment for me, and that has turned out to be true, which is amazing. But I think a lot of that is just because I overbooked myself a lot in high school. I was involved in, like, absolutely everything that existed. So I was, like, you know, class president and also in class council and on the yearbook staff and all of the other things.
I didn't know you were class president.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, it is. I got some execs. Execs here.
Yeah. I don't know. But high school, it was, I went to a school in a small town, so it was kind of like, I don't know. It was also pretty, like, cliquey, I felt like. Yeah. I don't know. Just a weird environment, and I like it here a lot better.
That's great. That's great. I think my answer goes along with both of yours very well. I think, like Ava, I really miss my activities. Like, I was in show choir, too, and I had been in show choir with the same people since 7th grade. Well, since 6th grade. So, like, I'd grown up with them. We knew each other really well. Like, We went to competitions. We had we had class every day. We had multiple practices a week. Like, we spent all of our time together, which it's been hard not having, like, that level of kind of community mm-hmm. here. And, like, not having, like, a determined friend group yet. I had, like, a big friend group in high school, but it was a friend group. Like, we hung out every day that we could. Like, and it wasn't with other people. We'd hang out as a friend group. So I really like that, and I miss that. But I'm giving that time because it's, been a month into college. Like,
right.
We'll find that. And then I definitely do not miss the burnout. Oh, my God. The burnout got so bad. Because burnout, it's like, well, I went to school. I was in multiple AP classes. That sucked the life out of me already. Then I went to volunteering, clubs, show choir, all of the stuff I was in. And so
it's
I felt like
not having any energy
you
after
have
that.
No energy to, like, be mm-hmm. yourself or have fun. So when I was by myself, or, like, when I did have free time, I didn't hang out with my family. I just, like, sit in my room.
Yeah.
So definitely
I definitely experienced, like, a lot of the same thing. I feel like we're very similar in that way.
We are, yeah.
Yeah. Charlotte's, like, my twin, actually.
Oh, my God. Twin at home.
But, yeah, I feel like the community aspect you were talking about with show choir.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I was never in it, but that's something I feel like is so specific to show choir that you mm-hmm. don't see a lot of other places. Like,
yeah.
I had friends in it.
Yeah.
And it was, like, so special to watch, like, the bonds that were formed in that. And
yeah.
So, really cool.
And also to clarify, I don't know if Ava's talked about show choir on it before. It's not like Glee. I get
it's
so, every time I tell someone at college that I'm in show choir, like, oh, I'm like, no, we're actually, like, athletes. Like, go watch, I don't know, actual
we'll
nationally ranked show choir, and it's actually good.
No, it gets so competitive.
Yeah. Like, I went to nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, awesome. I didn't.
But that wasn't your fault.
But.
Not Ava's fault. She was great. She had solos.
I did.
God, she's cool.
But it was so fun. But yeah, we had a smaller school.
Yeah. But like,
I want to be part of Charlotte's show choir.
I wish
amazing.
You were part of my show choir. But that's okay because
they're like,
I think each have their own.
Yeah.
Like, benefits.
Andrew, they're like the Mount Zion, like the swing stations. Of-
I know Mount Zion. They like came to our competitions. They were good.
They're like the ones we stayed to watch.
Yeah.
No, you're good. You guys can yap, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Andrew.
Do
you want to?
What do I miss about high school? I don't know. I feel like I've had a lot of funny moments in high school. I kind of miss those. I miss basketball. Well, senior year basketball. That was so fun. What I don't miss? I don't know. I'd say, like, just the, like, what? Yeah, kind of like that, like the drama a little bit, but I tried to stay out of that. I probably don't miss, like, I don't know, speaking of neck pops and...
Pause for ASMR.
Yeah, you kind of can.
Okay, I'm done.
I don't know, I would say, like, we just come from a small school, so everybody knows each other. Feel like it was time to, like, branch out, get, like, I don't know, another view of the world, because everybody was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's something that can get super stifling, like, when you just are surrounded by all these people who, like, act
feels like
and
you're
think
in, like, a
way.
Hut, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I'll also get to go on a breakaway trip.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not like study abroad. It'll happen for like, I think it's 2 weeks. It's either in the summer or like spring break. I can't remember. But we'll go to like, I'll get to choose. Well, depending on what they have, I'll get to see that. So that'll be another aspect. Let's see. What else? So tomorrow we are going... Somebody explain tomorrow for me.
Oh, tomorrow's homecoming.
We are waking up at...
Charlotte's going to go get our DoorDash in Ella 2.
Yes.
So I'll
so
explain
just
homecoming.
Be talk.
And...
I need to put on a sweatshirt. I meant to
do. And...
Who
I'll
orders
explain.
DoorDash?
At 1:30?
At...
Charlotte!
1:25 a.m.
Why are you judging Charlotte right now?
And what'd you get, Charlotte?
Some chicks. And
chicken
we got
nuggets.
Some fries.
Did you get free fries?
I think I
Actually, I don't know if you get free fries because it's technically Saturday.
Why would you get free fries?
Because it was Free Fry Friday. Actually, I don't know if it was. Anyways, so Ava, we're waking up at...
Waking up at 7:30, which we might wake up later, but it's fine. To go to Charlotte's... you're fine. To go to Charlotte's... Mom and Dad are tailgating with her doggie, and her grandma's gonna be there, and they're gonna have so much food.
Yep, we're gonna feast. Well, I guess since it's just me and Ava right now, Ava, why don't you tell us how Butler's been?
It's been good.
Is there anything that you like or don't like, or that you would change about Butler?
I like all my classes.
That's good.
Why don't you
tell us about the business building, I guess, if you're kind of blank spacing.
I feel like we went to a high school where the football field was nicer than the school, and I feel like I chose a school where the business building, like my school, is nicer than the football field, so I'm really happy about that.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's kind of set up like a corporate business is kind of what it's aimed to be. Yep. And I feel like Butler focuses a lot on networking, so we've had a lot of great, like, networking opportunities through, like, and, like, getting people's LinkedIn. So, like, yesterday we talked to this guy who was a Butler alum, and he works on Wall Street right now, or not Wall Street. I think he does. I'm not sure. He like, right out of college, he worked at J.P. Morgan in New York, and I don't know where he works right now, but I can't remember. But
is that something you'd... might want to work
Yeah, and
at.
I think, like, talking to him definitely made me, like, want to do that more. And so
That's
I think
good.
I want to internship this summer somewhere at home, and then maybe my junior summer or my sophomore summer, maybe even go to New York to internship. I think that'd be
Wow.
fun. Yeah.
How long would that be? Like a month?
Like
probably?
Like a 10-week program.
10 weeks?
Yeah, to be considered an internship, yeah. Because Butler requires two.
An internship is considered 10 weeks?
Yeah.
2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's your whole summer.
Unfortunately.
I didn't think it'd be like that. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'll probably go into, well, like I said last episode, that I'd probably do like business or something. So I'm not sure what I intern. Because I technically want to be a pilot, but mm-hmm. I guess I'd have to intern something business. Maybe I could intern my dad.
But that
is that possible?
Like, yeah, you could, but that wouldn't like benefit you at all.
Yeah, but it's technically
You don't have any required internships though to graduate.
I don't. How do you know?
I don't know. I guess a lot of people don't require you to have.
Okay, well, what has been something you would change about Butler?
It like, kind of stinks any... like sewer sometimes.
It stinks like
back.
What?
Sewer. They're back with the McDonald's.
Sewer. Coming. Man, that was quick.
FBI. You're kidding. That
how
was
the,
so
how
quick.
Was the drop off?
It was good. He goes, "Good evening." Good evening. Good evening.
He was mad at
awesome.
McDunks. Mick, you should have got a Happy Meal, so you should have gotten a croc.
You're right, but that's okay.
She wanted... Oh, wow, that does smell good.
So there's two fries. We can just
split these. Oh, they gave you ketchup too. Nice.
We have ketchup packets in case anyone wants any, and we have sauces for the nuggets. Sauces for the nuggets. What is everyone's favorite McDonald's sauce for their nuggets?
Mine's honey.
I don't usually get McDonald's nuggets. Mm. Barbecue,
what,
baby.
What do you get?
Are you kidding me? No one said ranch.
You're wrong.
Ranch is... Okay, that's an
really
arguable topic. Ranch is the most... How can I explain this?
Midwest.
Ranch is...
Andrew has opinions, and I don't agree with
him. Yeah, she doesn't like country music. Well.
Bro, Ella doesn't love country music at all.
Okay, well, let
like
me just...
say,
what is that? Sweet and sour.
Sweet.
I don't think I've ever had sweet and sour.
Well, try it today.
I brush my teeth, though.
You're not going to eat some of the fries, too?
I don't know. I might.
Well, let me know.
Can I try a bite of your nugget?
No, you each may have multiple nuggets.
So,
no. I'm kind of scared.
Is sweet and sour good? Like, what's in it?
Find out.
Well, I think ranch is arguably the best sauce because
ranch is what bird poop would taste like.
Okay, that is the most insane statement I have.
Wait, you don't like ranch like regular
heard.
Ranch?
I agree with Charlotte.
It just scares me a little bit.
Wow.
Like you don't like that on your
that,
salad?
Like,
no, I like it myself.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
I love it.
I like it. I just don't love it.
I like that sauce.
Yeah, but think about it. Ranch is the only sauce where you could honestly eat it with anything.
False.
Okay, what would it be then? Because you're not eating ketchup with a salad. Mm. You're not eating salad with ketchup.
Balsamic vinegar and oil.
Ketchup is also disgusting.
I hate ketchup as well.
Oh, wow.
Man, you guys are haters of sauces. You're telling me you would rather eat a sandwich plain without any sauce. Are you saying that?
Sour cream. I could eat sour cream on anything.
Oh, that's true. Ava might have just
Wait, what kind of sandwich?
What kind of burger?
Really?
I put sour cream on burger. I put sour cream on
honestly.
Anything.
Okay. I love sour cream. Ava and I share that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
they
just escalated quickly.
They actually don't have sour cream. Let me tell them your sour cream story today.
Okay. You,
so we
just,
went to Resco.
Yeah, just do that.
And we get these like Chipotle bowls there. Basically, what's good about it. And at the end,
Yeah, this is okay. This was nonsense. I was tweaking.
No. At the end, they have like a bunch of sauces. It's like sour cream and like chipotle mayo, like some other salsa stuff. And Andrew, at the end, there's like a big thing of sour cream. He goes, "Can I have mayo?"
Okay.
And the guy
he
was
knew
like,
"What I meant."
The guy was like,
"He was
what?
Looking at me stupid, and he
and,
knew what
and,
I meant."
And Andrew's like, "The mayo in the back." I said, "Andrew, that's sour cream." Like, first of all, mayo on your chipotle bowl is wild.
I'm trying to think of any other food that people don't like, but I do.
Tomatoes. I hate tomatoes.
Okay,
Charlotte
well,
loves tomatoes.
Tomatoes are fire.
Oh my gosh.
Do you
like tomatoes?
I like tomatoes, but not cherry tomatoes.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, Charlotte. Today at Costco,
I can't understand that.
A sampling of like a fully sliced, like big. Like
it did look good.
Tomato.
It was like balsamic vinegar.
Oh my gosh.
And oh yeah, it was so good.
I
it
like
looks so
away.
Good. Shout out to mom for making me that stuff with the mozzarella cheese. That was
does
so
your mama
good.
Listen to your podcast?
I don't know. Yeah, I think she does.
Natalie Thomas, if you're listening, tomatoes.
Tomato. What was I just going to say? Oh, I have discovered my new favorite candy.
Oh, yeah. And they actually all like it.
And everyone likes it. Besides, it's grown on Ava, but she doesn't really like it yet. And what would it be?
Wait, I don't know.
I was asking.
I'm so lost. It's dried mangoes.
Dried mangoes.
Oh.
Because they...
Do you consider that
it's,
a candy?
Have you guys seen how many calories are in...
Or sugar.
Sugar.
That are in four pieces.
Yeah.
There's 27 grams of sugar in four
like
pieces.
No,
that's got to be candy.
I'm eating fruit. It means I'm skinny. Basically.
Yeah. Anyways, it's got to be the most... No. It's not dried mangoes from anywhere. It's the Kirkland dried mangoes from Costco.
Oh, so you have a preference?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, because I had dried mangoes from Walmart, and they were terrible.
I kind of prefer the ones I get, but I don't know what, like, brand they are. It might just be, like, your...
But they definitely do taste different.
Than what
like
we have?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, yeah. That would be my... What is your guys' favorite candy?
Oh.
Those are good. Those actually believe in a land. Okay, I'm not even going to say that. That would have been weird.
Oh,
I don't like candy.
Nothing.
Ella.
I know. I'm
are you
so
kidding?
Candy.
Actually,
like
I wish I wish I would not like candy because like.
It's just like I'll eat it. It's not like I actively dislike it, you know. But it's
you just don't crave it.
Right. Yeah.
God,
like I'd rather eat something savory than sweet.
Mm.
You know.
Wow. Okay.
What's your favorite snack?
Hummus.
I love
it. Oh, wow.
Ew.
I can't have hummus.
I sat down the other day and ate half a bag of baby carrots with hummus, and it was delightful.
I relate on a soulful lover.
Lover.
You're mine, I had a speech impediment when I was 5.
Really?
That's my pet peeve.
Well, shout out to the dude in my first year seminar for his pet peeve being, then never mind.
I was going to say, psych,
but then he took the mic away.
Oh. My bad.
Are you, like, silencing my speech? I'm a female.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Speaking of, we need to actually, yeah. I think.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, no. I think we did that last episode with you on us, and you were meowing. Actually, no, you weren't. You were just ASMR, yeah. We are hoping. We are hoping to get, like, a interface that has four mics, so then we'll all be able to. Stop doing that.
Oh.
Yes. So, how are the chicken nuggets 1 out of 10? There's no 0.
9.
10.
10.
Oh, wow. 10.
Okay, well.
And I really dig the sauce. Thank you, Charlotte,
actually,
for putting me on.
I actually do like
this.
Is
it good?
Sour.
Wow.
Andrew, just try it.
Dude, I like have an issue. I have an issue. Like,
Andrew,
if I brush my teeth, I can't, like.
You're
going to
brush your teeth again.
Oh, that's so hard, though. It takes a lot of effort.
Exactly.
What's
what
in the sweet? Just let me see the other sweet and sour, so I don't geek. I, like, have to, like, read these, or else I'll geek out.
Okay, that makes sense.
Fair enough, because of the allergies.
All right, I'm good.
They're all
let me
fake.
Try.
Tomorrow, basically, oh, well, Charlotte actually killed her best friend on accident one time.
I'm going to be on it.
She actually fed her friend. Yes, please. Yes, sorry.
Wait,
sorry.
Hold on. Before I say this, okay, you asked my train of thought.
Good.
I can't remember.
Okay, test it. Sweet and sour sauce with chicken nugget. Go.
Be honest, it's good. It actually is good. I like the sauce.
Thank you.
However, there is a however. Okay, Ava, stop.
I can't stop. I can't stop.
Give me the mic.
However,
give
do you guys care if I double dip?
No, I would not be
okay.
Fun. Can you hear me, Joe?
Me too.
Okay, good. Okay, wait, so this story.
Hold on, before I say that. However, the ranch would be better.
That is just not correct, but I love that you have that opinion.
Thank you. All right, speak about your,
Okay, so, Skyboy Go, in high school, obviously my best friend, she has many allergies, as does Andrew. And no, I knew this, had been knowing it, and so my mom made cookies the night before, and I always like bringing cookies for my friends at lunch. And I was very convinced these were just normal, like, chocolate chip cookies, like, very convinced. And I had, like, eaten one, and then Sky was like, Charlotte, these don't have, like, peanuts in them, right? I was like, no, they don't, like, they're just normal. She took one bite, she goes, Charlotte, this tastes like peanut butter. I was like, I ate one, it does not, it's normal chocolate chip. And then she was like, getting red, and she started not being able to breathe. She was like, Charlotte, that's a peanut butter cookie. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. So she started to not be able to breathe. Not, like, anything bad. Just, like,
oh, I can feel. I
like,
can
the
feel
throat tightening,
pain.
You know, that, like, feeling.
Yep.
So we brought her the nurse,
gosh.
And she got her, like, EpiPen. But, yeah, I'm a murderer.
Yeah, but she didn't die. No.
She's dead.
No, she did.
No, she's not dead. She's an old miss.
She's at Ole Miss, living her life.
Oh, she's at Ole Miss. That's a fun college. Mm. I got a question. If you weren't at Butler, what other university would you have gone to? Or if you just had the option to go to any?
Like dream.
Yeah, dream college, I guess.
But I have two
besides Butler. Yeah. That's fine.
Can
that's
I get
fine.
Both?
Yes.
Okay. Where I would be besides Butler, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Still. I love my life here, would not change it for anything. I sometimes think about that school because it was really fun. And then.
That's a smart school, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going
but it's
to
like,
Carolina.
It's so fun. Like, it's just the vibe of the campus. It's great. And
that's
it's huge.
Awesome.
Anyways, my dream school probably would be Yale because it looks like Hogwarts.
It looks like what?
Hogwarts.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Mine was Harvard. I visited Harvard my junior year, and it was, like, the best thing ever. It was so amazing. And I just love Boston and everything about it. And so I was going to apply, and I was so excited because I just wanted to see, you know, like, what would happen. I wouldn't have been able to afford it anyway, probably. But before I, like, sent in my application, I ended up winning the Lilly Scholarship. So.
Why?
like, then I just
which
had
is
to go.
Which is
it's a scholarship that gives you a full ride to anywhere in Indiana. So I had to pick
awesome.
Something in Indiana. So yeah. I just didn't waste my time on any more applications.
So what were your top options, I guess, for that besides Butler? Did you have any others?
I mean, it was kind of.
Oh, that's oh Charlotte.
Charlotte spilled barbecue.
She's kind of like me, just stains barbecue everywhere. Wow.
I'm sorry, Charlotte.
It's unfortunate. I'm gonna go wash this out. You guys have
fun. Okay. But besides Butler, I mean, that was pretty much.
Like IU or
yeah,
Purdue or you didn't.
Kind
work.
Of this or IU. I visited Ball State as well, but mm-hmm. I don't know. That just didn't really feel like a good fit for me.
Makes sense.
But, yeah.
Wait. Okay, yeah, you told us Harvard. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Ava?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. Yeah, that's not a school.
I don't know. I had a lot of trouble choosing.
Did you? Gosh. I know, but, like, you were normally, like, you
but
wanted
I mean,
to go around here, but, like, was there any other... school.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't know.
You don't know. You don't have
don't
any
know.
Like you have no idea. Okay, can you give us a state that you would want to go to if no other factor mattered?
If nothing else mattered, I'd want to go to like Italy and study.
Okay. She wants to be an international.
Yeah.
Interesting. That wouldn't be too bad. I'm not sure if I'd want to stay there for 4 years. However,
you said nothing else mattered, though. So,
yeah, but it's still college. You got to be there for 4 years. That's a factor that you. That's a variable. Shout out to Econ for telling me that. Actually, I don't even know. That might be a fixed cost.
Meow,
I can't remember.
Meow.
Ava, ask me what mine is.
Oh, Andrew, what's yours?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'd say I got two. I could pick three.
Go.
Either University of Tampa, because it was just so nice. They had, like, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, big TV, dorms were nice, everything nice.
Weather's
and
nice.
It was in, yeah, weather's nice, downtown Tampa. Gave you a city feel, also gave you a college feel. That was good. And, yeah, Tampa. I would go anywhere in Florida. I wouldn't mind Miami, but that's, like, raging party, so I don't know if I like that. But you guys didn't say anything west. Are we not fans of the west? The more west we go, the more we hate it.
College. That's such a pain. I'm back. I watched.
That's class. Not a that doesn't matter. There's no. Okay, really? There's no. There's nothing that matters. Like, no fly, like, no, no, what am I trying to say here, Ella?
I don't know. I was
no,
just thinking Charlotte was distracting
no,
me.
No, nothing mattered.
Nothing
mattered.
That's what you were looking for? Oh.
Well, like, does education still matter? Or are we just talking about
yeah,
football?
But I think he's talking about, like, the fact
I think if, okay, no, no,
like,
no. Let's say
family,
if
like,
every school had the same to offer.
Mm. Oh.
Like, no, no, no,
well,
no,
then,
no, no. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant, because then that'd go for location.
So then it would be, like, location-based. Is that
correct.
What you're asking?
No, I mean, like, when you people say, oh, they got a really good business school, you know? Oh. Like, that didn't matter. Like, the education was still the same, but, like, location, the feel, the people, the all that else still takes into effect. Just, like, none of the, oh, this is a good school because of the business or the nursing. Like, none of that matters.
Hogwarts. Oh, my God.
Okay, Ava's still on the Hogwarts train. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm not, like, a fan of the West. I just really like the
I like the East, too. I agree.
Yeah.
I would go anywhere the East. The only school I would go West is either Arizona State or Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about, like Santa Barbara, though? Like, all the schools on the beach, like in California.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Minus the forest fires.
Not I just don't know
eating
how to do California.
Eating the cats. Eating
Hawaii.
Eating
the...
Oh, my God. Hawaii. I really have something from my high school.
Oh, yeah. Imagine going to
yeah.
college in
Hawaii.
The University of Hawaii.
There's quite a few.
Wait,
when I was...
To, like, You have to live in Hawaii for a few years before you can go to school there.
Are you serious?
I mean, I think so.
I had a friend who was planning on going there.
Barely right.
I don't know. And when I visited,
the University of Hawaii.
There were people who were asking me, they were like, are you going to go to college here? And I said,
interesting. All right, well, now we're going to switch the topic over while they're playing with slime over here and Ava's munching on cake.
Hey, are you making me sound like a fat ass?
Okay, really? Do we have to cuss?
She did not mean to. She takes it back.
Take
and she
that back.
Formally apologizes. As her, oh my God, what's the word? Oh my God.
I can't believe you just said that.
Ava retracts her statement. She understands that she was in the wrong, and we can move forward because we understand that everyone makes mistakes because everyone is human.
Yes.
Ava.
I just meant fat. Fat.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Oh, the slime stuck to my leg.
Oh, I got one. I got one. What's everyone's favorite movie? I'll start. Actually, anything Marvel, so.
My favorite movie is Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Aw, good choice.
Catching Fire is definitely the best Hunger Games movie. I agree with Ava there. My favorite movie is Titanic because
Did you say you haven't seen it?
I've never seen Titanic.
Andrew is actually not real. He also hasn't seen Star Wars.
Uncultured, dude.
So uncultured. I also... He hasn't seen Princess and the Frog?
Wait, don't mention that. That's my answer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sorry.
Never mind.
So what's your answer, Alex?
Yeah, so I feel like watching Titanic was just such... I don't know. It just affected me so much when I saw it. But also, I love Good Will Hunting. That's up there as well.
That's on my list, too.
I've had it like four times during
Titanic. Oh, I know. It's, like, awful.
Ava, have you ever seen Good Will Hunting?
Oh, you would love
it. It's a beautiful movie.
It is so beautiful.
It touches your heart.
Should we watch that tomorrow?
But, like, okay, that's one of the movies. If you would ask me what my biggest pet peeve is, if I'm watching a movie that I care about and people are on their phones and talking, I get pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't...
Yeah. I understand that.
Do you want to keep any of these sassy?
Like, especially if very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, that one touches me. So... I don't want to... Oh, okay. Leave me alone. I fear I have many answers to this question, and I don't want to talk about myself for too long.
Please do. So, no, I want to hear everything,
oh my God,
actually.
Guys, stop.
Charlotte and I are genuinely the
We have the same taste in, like...
Everything. It's incredible.
It's really... Like, every time I bring up a show, she's like, I love that.
I know.
Except country music. That's true.
Okay,
I do like country music.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where we differ. No.
Yes.
I disagree.
I used to say that too until I got on it, and then you like it.
Yep.
Once you get... Nope. Okay. Anyways.
We're going to fight about that.
Moving forward. Okay. The first answer that comes to head is Princess and the Frog, because it's... I don't know. I just love the vibe of, like, New Orleans, but then it's also, like... I wrote in one of my... like, little essays, like, mini-essays for college applications, I literally wrote about Princess the Frog, because it was, like, what inspires you. And I said it's because, I don't remember exactly, like, my wording was a lot more fancy, but I basically said that I like it because it's shows that you need a mixture of dreaming and working for your dream, which is something that I really try to, like, keep in mind, that I'm allowed to dream and I'm allowed to, like, want big things, but I also need to be working for it at the same time. I don't know. I really love it. It's
beautiful.
Thank you. And then Good Will Hunting, obviously, touches your heart. And then Beautiful Boy. I watched it once. I will never watch it again.
I think it would absolutely wreck me.
It wrecked me like no other. It's about an addict. Absolutely wrecked me.
And the relationship between like the father and the son who's addicted to drugs.
I cried for literally.
Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet.
It is.
Is it a new movie?
Steve Carell.
No.
If you have never seen Steve Carell in a drama,
he's incredible. I'll show you. Okay, after this, I'm going to show you a scene from it, and you'll be like, what the hell? Excuse me. Okay. What the heck? Pardon. I need my publicist to come in and step in. I'm
Charlotte's publicist.
Ava.
She takes it back. So sorry. Sorry, we just rewind. Anyways.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now that statement has been redacted, it's a beautiful movie. Love it. Oh, my God. And, okay, I have a lot more, but I need to can it. I love Harry Potter because it's, like, childhood. I don't know. It's cute. And yeah, that's as much as I'm going to go into depth right now. I have like 15 answers, unfortunately.
Do you guys read?
I do read. And Ava reads too.
Yes. You know what, Andrew?
So just Andrew just called us nerds.
I read one book, actually.
Andrew, what is the one book you've
read? What was it? Hungry Caterpillar?
Actually, no, it wasn't Charlotte. It was the one Ava wanted me to read, and it was Archer's Voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never read it.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Yeah, you should read it.
Okay, I will.
It's pretty good, actually. Yeah. I read, like... No, I read more than that. Actually, I read
What's
about chapter
What's your favorite book? Let's do that.
What's
favorite
my
book?
Favorite book? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I guess Archer's Voice, because that's the only book I've read.
Oh, my God. And you didn't like any books you've, like, ever read in school or something?
Negative.
Damn.
Who likes To Kill a Mockingbird, and who likes The Crucible?
One. I really honestly like both of those.
Are you kidding me?
I hated those fuckers. Wait, Ava, here, talk.
It was terrible.
I love To Kill a Mockingbird. So I love The Five People You Meet in Heaven. I love The Great Gatsby.
That was a good one.
I loved The Hate You Give. Yes. What other books have we read in school that I loved? I loved.
No way you actually liked a book that,
I did.
That you were forced to read.
The Great Gatsby is such a good book.
I did not read. I didn't get the chance to read that one.
Henry said that I liked a lot of the short stories we read in. Oh, Frankenstein was a good book.
You read Frankenstein?
Yes.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Are we really?
Do I have to take...
Frankenstein?
Shout out
no,
to Vane.
I've already
Do
read
I have
it.
To take...
That's annoying. But I've also read Call of the Wild, too, so...
Okay.
I'm basically cultured. Basically, I already know.
Can you give us a book that you like that's outside of...
My favorite book ever? I really... Like, my... The fastest... Oh, dang. I like... dystopians and like romance books, so like I'm not a very much of a classic book person besides those that I've just mentioned.
I feel like that,
but I love the Shatter Me series. It was so good. I don't know if you guys have read it.
I haven't read it.
Yes. I have it on my phone, but I can bring. Okay.
Yeah, get your Kindles out.
No, it's like not it's a young adult. It is so cringy, but it's so good. I also love The Maze Runner, and I love The Hunger Games. And I also love Fifty Shades of Grey. That's bad to say, but I loved it. It was so good.
That shocks me about you.
I hate the movie, though.
I haven't watched it.
But, like, right, in a book, you can make it your own. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be, like... Anyways, yeah.
Let's ask Charlotte and Ella what their favorite
book.
Yes.
So, obviously, like, my childhood self would say The Hunger Games or Harry Potter, which I think are all, like, beautiful books.
Understandable.
Perspective, right? I think my overall favorite book is The Book Thief, because...
Never read it.
Okay, that just broke my heart. God. He needs some work. It is... I don't know. It, like, I think what...
Have you read
it,
Ava?
Have you read it? Yeah.
Oh, see?
Well, that's okay. Some people, my mom,
it's okay for Ava, but not for me.
Yeah, because you haven't seen anything good, and Ava has. Anyways, moving on. My mom made me read it when I was in fifth grade, and I fell in love with it. I think the idea of like death narrating the book, death narrates it's the so book, incredible. And it's about World War II, and it's about death follows this girl named Liesl throughout her life because death surrounds her. And it is, but death isn't a bad person. Death is a good,
yeah.
He's a good being, and it is fucking, oh no.
Excuse your language, Charlotte.
It is
This
freaking,
is uncensored.
Okay, it's my passion. It is a beautiful book.
She's trying to express herself with this book, and sometimes the wrong words
sometimes,
come out. It's all right.
Sometimes it goes too far. Oh no.
You as well over there.
Beep.
Yeah, beep. Wait.
Oh my god, can you actually?
That's not that one.
What's it playing?
It's playing the like intro to Hand Clap by Fitz and the Tantrums.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's okay. Now we can ask Ella.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Ava has probably heard this like 10 times already.
Yes, I have.
We're just going to ignore that. But I really enjoy anything and everything written by either Margaret Atwood, Donna Tartt, or Sylvia Plath. I think they're all very beautiful writers. And
they've all wrote the same...
No. Those are my three favorite authors.
Oh, anything and everything. I thought you were saying that was like
no,
the title.
No, that's not the title.
Okay.
Margaret Atwood has written The Handmaid's Tale. Yes. So... but that wasn't my first book I read of hers. I read The Blind Assassin, which I hadn't, like, heard about or anything. I liked the cover. I thought it looked cool. but it was so incredible. It's hard to explain because it's such a complicated book, but it follows, like, the lives of two sisters growing up from, like, I want to say the 1920s to the 1940s. And it's literally like a story within a story within a story. And so like it gives you bits and pieces of different things. And like it tells you, like the very first chapter tells you like that the one sister drove herself off a cliff. And so basically then you like follow their stories from like when they were born to like, and okay, the one part, like the one story that's told, it's the older sister narrating it. But when she's, like, an old woman. And so she kind of, like, reflects back on her life. And I don't know. It's very beautiful. And I loved it very much. And then Sylvia Plath, she writes The Bell Jar, which that was such a monumental book for me to read when I did. It was amazing. And I wrote my college essay about it. And,
awesome.
Donna Tartt. Donna Tartt.
Does that name sound?
She's written two of my favorite books, The Goldfinch and The Secret History. And they're very, very, they're long books, but her writing style is just so incredible and amazing to read. And she writes a lot about, like, the morals and ethical implications of things, which is so interesting for me to read about. And I've talked a lot about it to my FYS professor because it relates a lot to what we're reading in there, which is great.
Awesome.
I love to learn.
Whoa.
I'll take all the classes for fun.
What'd you say?
I have a good question. Once you tell your answer.
Yeah. You can say that. Okay, we got the last question of the night. Yeah, we've talked for 50 minutes. Isn't that crazy? Yes. Yeah.
That's okay. Living off energy drinks and my mom's food.
Carrot cake!
Yes, it's gonna be... Wait, what?
Mama Jones.
What'd you say?
I said carrot cake. Because I don't know if she's actually
okay.
making it, but I just like am dreaming of it.
I thought you said something else. No. Alright, interesting.
Okay, I think I've asked this question in front of Ava before, because like I'd ask in an AOC if there's ever like an awkward pause, but... I want to know what this might
AOC?
Take some time. My pre-orientation program for college, Ambassadors of Change.
Okay. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
I should have clarified.
No, it's okay.
So, it's okay.
It's all good.
So, what is everyone's favorite word? And I can go first while you guys brainstorm because I know that's
word.
A hard question to ask out of the blue. But I love this question because I feel like it really, like, what you pick shows a lot about you. And I like it. It's okay. Do you want me to go first? What do you guys
yeah,
think?
Please pick me last.
Okay. So my favorite word is chrysanthemum because I just... Why are you laughing at that?
I thought it was a word we say every day.
It can be. It doesn't matter. It's what your favorite word is, Andrew.
Okay.
They're all going to be different depending on...
It could be chandelier.
Okay. I like that.
Don't
okay,
care.
Okay. So what's yours again?
Mine is chrysanthemum. Number one because the children's book... About the mouse, chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum. I love that book. And something about chrysanthemum just makes me really happy. I like that it starts with a C because my name starts with a C. I like the way it sounds. And I think it would be a cute name for a kid even though no one would ever be able to spell it. Chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum. I love it. Makes me happy. It's so cute. Oh, I'm glad you like that.
Interesting.
Thank you.
I was not expecting that. What?
I love that word. Does anyone else
I've
have
never
one,
heard
like,
that
off
word
the
in
top
life.
Of their head? Okay, Ella's going.
Okay.
I actually happen to have a list. I'm not going to read the full list.
You have a list of your favorite
yes.
words?
I don't know. I like write, if I like hear a word, she then I'm like, oh my goodness.
That is true. That is true. Word,
then I'll write it so down that means, because that means I like that to majors fit for. Like put them into my vocabulary.
That's good.
But I would say my, oh, okay, wait, this is actually what I tell everyone my favorite word is. I tell everyone that my favorite word is myriad, and I use it in all of my essays, so if you're reading something and it has that word in it, I wrote it. But also, I love the word clandestine. I just think it's very pretty, and I like the meaning. It's like, it means like something secret or illicit, so I think that is great, and I love the word epitome. I think it rolls off the tongue beautifully. And funnily enough, I didn't know I had this written in here, but I have demure.
I got one.
Obviously, this was long before that blew up. I wrote this in like 2023. At first, when people started using it, I didn't know it was like based off of that video. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, that's so beautiful. I love when like people use different words. Mm-hmm. Like, that's great. But then it just got overused, and I was like, can everyone please stop? Yeah.
Wow. Well, Ava?
I feel like based off your words, my word's going to sound dumb.
No, just say it.
If it, like, you're actually like,
I don't know.
She's going to say the.
No, I'm not going to say the.
I know, I want to hear why. I don't care about what the word is, I want to hear why you like it.
I don't know, I feel like it's like...
Hey,
I don't know, do you have one? I don't know.
I'm
trying to, like, keep it out of
the way. Yeah, that's fine.
I can say another word that I like.
I'm going to say, this isn't my, I wouldn't say a favorite word. It's just one that I thought of, and it just kind of, I just thought of. I'm going to say rambunctious.
That's a good word.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it kind of, I don't know. It's just a rowdy word.
Okay, I thought.
Like, and it's like, I don't know.
Like, you can enunciate it really
well. Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, I just kind of like that word. It can mean a lot of things, depending on what you use it for. Yeah, and a lot of people are rambunctious.
Right. Okay, this is my word. It's not like a word that I like because, like, how it sounds or anything, but, like, beauty. Because, actually, we talked about this during AOC. Too, and like it was like picking out words that like mean the most to you, and I saw beauty on there, and I was like, oh well, that doesn't mean anything to me, like I don't care if you're pretty or ugly, like I don't care. But then like someone pointed out like that it can mean like seeing the beauty in things, seeing the good side of things in life, and not looking
at
things. Like, so I just think
she was worried about her answer, and then she comes up with, like, the most...
Yeah. Yeah, what's that all about? I just think, like... What is that all about?
I don't know. I just... Yeah.
You just said you didn't know a word.
Because it's such a word that, like, people see at first that it means, like, oh, you think someone's fat because they're ugly, but you know what I mean? Like,
nothing to do with
you know what I mean?
Beauty?
Like, ugly, like... when you think of the word beauty, you think of, oh, like, I don't care if you're... Or maybe you do care if they're pretty, but, like, I like to think of it more in depth of...
Yeah, that's actually so interesting because, like, I find the concept of beauty so fascinating, and yeah. I feel like I could talk about it forever. But also, it made me think because there's a quote from The Secret History that I love, and, like, they have a class that's kind of similar to ours, which is why I, like, started uh-huh. thinking about it, but it's a Greek class, and one of the things they were talking about was the concept of beauty, and they said, beauty is terror, whatever we call beautiful, we cower before it. So I just thought, that's really interesting.
I can't say that word. I like that quote.
Cower.
I know. It's so
beauty
interesting.
Is there anything we
call beautiful, we cower before. Isn't that interesting?
I like that.
Okay. I got one more last question. I just had to think of it. And then we are going to end off with a random song to tribute to Henry. And then we're going to call it a night.
We should sing the Kappa.
Okay, this actually might take a second, but if you were to get a tattoo right now, what would it be, or what would you get? I guess that's the same thing.
Okay, I can
what
go first.
What would it be? All right.
I would get a drawing of like a heart, but it's like a girl hugging herself, like meaning like self-love, like it's okay to not feel confident, or it's okay to just
I like that. And where, I guess where would it be as well?
I don't know. Probably somewhere. I don't love tattoos that you can see visible because I think there's a connotation, a negative connotation with seeing a tattoo, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, in like the business world, like if you go out for a handshake and it's, I mean, obviously if it's only like your leg or like, you know, no one's going to cover that up.
That's fine.
But like
if it's
on your neck, whatever.
Okay. This is like hard to think about because I feel like I definitely want a tattoo at some point, then I'm like indecisive about it, and like I also just like the tiny ones.
Agreed.
But I would say probably like if I had to get one like right now for my first one, I would probably get. There's this thing, I have like a whole board on Pinterest. So this is something I've seen on Pinterest. It's like a heart, and it has like a cross coming out the top with like thorns around the heart. And that would just mean a lot to me because of like my faith is something that I hold super high and important. So I think that would be really cool. Like maybe like on the back of my neck or something. I don't know.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. Just something. Right. I don't know. But I also want one like behind my ear. Or I don't know. We shall see.
Nice. Nice. Charlotte, you got any over there?
I don't know, man.
What'd you just say?
She said, bro wants the wiener dog tattoo, which I would not be opposed to, but not in this situation. A kitty. I think I probably, okay, you know those, like, stamp tattoos that they have, like, the outsides? Yeah, so I would get one of the stamp tattoos, like, maybe behind my ear, but, like, the outside would be, like, aesthetic and cute, but then on the inside I'd have, like, a snorkel mask and, like, the breathing tube. Like just line, like super, not super detailed, just like an outline of it and like the stamp. And one, because it's cute, that's not the main reason. Main reason is because my grandpa that passed away like earlier this year, we used to like snorkel together. So I think that'd be
that's a good meaning. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it's like cute and like it reminds me of like it's like,
I like
that.
I would also like maybe get a quote from the bell jar.
Oh, yeah.
There's this quote, and it talks, I don't know, this is, like, more meaningful if you know what the book's about, but, like, she says it at the end when she, like, starts to find more hope in her life and stuff, and she, like, listens to her heart beating, and she's like, oh, I heard the old brag of my heart, I am. So, like, just knowing that you're still alive and your heart is still beating and you can still move forward. So that's, like, something I would want, like, tattooed on me, just as that reminder.
That's
beautiful. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, Andrew.
I honestly came into this question just asking you guys, hoping you wouldn't ask me, actually, because I don't really know. I want to get something, but it's got to be meaningful. I feel like you just can't get, like, I don't know. Like, all those have meaning. Like, you can't just get, like, I don't know. What's a random tattoo somebody gets?
A giant cross.
Okay, well, that's might have some meaning across.
Not for most people.
Okay.
Like, just a giant, like, on your arm.
Okay. Interesting.
Garfield
yeah,
is
yeah,
a
Garfield.
Meaningless tattoo.
Garfield. Meaningless tattoo. I'd probably get, I don't know. Might get some Roman numerals, something. See? Don't give me that look over there.
For King
Henry
VIII,
that has nothing to do with Roman numerals.
We
I'd do that, or, like, some quote, maybe, or maybe some Bible verse, or maybe, like, but it's got to, I want it small. So, yeah.
How about Ivy. How about I heart Ava Price?
I like that.
Yeah, until she's like, I don't like you anymore, and then I'll be like,
Get a tattoo for Ava that says meow meow meow.
Oh boy, no, I can't do that. I would never get a cat anywhere.
I want a hairless cat.
No, you don't need a hairless cat. All right.
Oh, we want it. Me and Charlotte are gonna get one, and it's
we need a song. And what's it gonna be?
Mrs. Clean, if it was a girl.
Somebody find the song and put it up to the mic, and we're calling it good. Thank you for listening to the Back Alley.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for joining Charlotte, Ava, and Ella. And follow us on Instagram at the Back Alley 24, all lowercase. and we're
wait.
Gonna see you later.
Hit it, whatnot? You know, princess, I'm the ordinary rabbit. No, no, no. Yo, here we go. Check it out. When I hop to the garden, they stop and stare. Plain to see that I got that flam. A little something called Savoy Fair.
He's not coming here.
I dig up a tasty gourmet lunch, and I serve it on China. Cause when we're talking about food, my friend, there's nobody finer. Y'all give it up, cause I got the moves, and I got the hops. I'm telling you, look up, I'm